takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
It was the morning of July 22nd, 1916. I'd just gotten into the office. The boy handed me a telegram from a friend of mine in Indianapolis announcing the passing of James Whitcomb Riley. I thought then, it's a sad world this morning, but they must be happy over on the other side where they're getting Jim Riley back again. There must be great rejoicing on the golden shore today. And the big and little angels must be feeling mighty gay. Could we look beyond the curtain now? I fancy we should see old Aunt Mary waiting, smiling for the coming that's to be. And little orphan Annie in the hull excited back, dancing up and down and shouting, Mr. Riley's coming back. There's a heap of real sadness in this good old world today. There are lumpy throats this morning now that Riley's gone away. There's a voice now stilled forever which in sweetness only spoke and whispered words of courage with a faith that never broke. There is much of joy and laughter which we mortals here will lack, but the angels must be happy now that Riley's coming back. The world was getting dreary. There was too much sigh and frown in his veil of mortal striving. So God sent Jim Riley down, and he said, go there and cheer him in your good old-fashioned way with your songs of tender sweetness. But don't make your plans to stay, 'cause you need it up in heaven. I am lending you to men just to help them with your music, but I'll want you back again. And Riley came. And mortals heard the sweetness of his voice, and they caught his songs of beauty, and they started to rejoice, and they leaned on him in sorrow, and they shared with him their joys, and they walked with him the pathways which they knew, and they were boys, but the heavenly angels missed him, missed his tender, gentle knack of making people happy. And they wanted Riley back. There must be great rejoicing on the streets of heaven today. And all the angel children must be trooping down the way, singing heavenly songs of welcome and preparing now to greet the soul which God had tinctured with an everlasting sweet. The world is robed in sadness and is draped in somber black, but joy must reign in heaven now that Riley's coming back.
When you come to the end of a perfect day, and you sit alone with your thoughts, while the chimes ring out with a carol gay, for the joy that the day has brought. Do you think what the end of a perfect day can mean to a tired heart? When the sun goes down with a flaming ray, and the dear
I know I'd have a lot more luck when I go fishing. If somebody could only invent a way so that I could go yesterday instead of today. I have no wish to rail at fate or vow that I'm unfairly treated. I do not like to vent my hate because at times I am defeated. Life has its ups and downs, I know. But tell me, why should people say whenever after fish I go, you should have been here yesterday? It is my luck always to strike a day when there is nothing doing, when neither perch nor bass nor pike my baited hooks will come a-wooing. Must I, a day late, always be? When not a nibble comes my way, must someone always say to me, we caught a bunch here yesterday. I am not prone to discontent, nor overzealous now to climb. If victory is not yet meant for me, I'll calmly bide my time. But I should like just once to go out fishing on some lake or bay and not have someone mutter, oh, you should have been here yesterday.
Lazy day, when spring and summer meet, lazy day, within a woodland sweet, my way I'll be wending, spending a lazy day. Lazy day, a day to drift and dream, let me stray, where water lilies gleam, neath the willows bending, spending a lazy day. Through green fields I want to roam, under a friendly sky. Green fields whispering of home, and happy days gone by. Lazy day, beside the only one far away, where we can watch the sun o'er the hills descending, and in a lazy day.
I imagine all of you summer brides have received oceans of advice from mother and dad and all of those friends and neighbors. They've told you how to run your home, how to prepare your meals, how to keep your husband happy and contented, and all that sort of thing, I'll bet. But say, have you ever received any advice from a young husband, a fellow who's been married just long enough to know a few real secrets for keeping hubby happy? Well, sir, I'm that person, and I'm going to pass on just one suggestion that will do wonders in making those meals of yours more appetizing. In your cooking and baking, and for serving at the table, always use Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Yes, that's right, Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. You see, there are two kinds of butter. One is churned from sour cream. The other, like Land O'Lakes, is churned only from fresh sweet cream, with a touch of salt added to give it extra flavor. Now, you'll find Land O'Lakes especially good to serve in hot weather. It never has any sharp, strong taste. Its fresh, sweet cream flavor never varies. You just try it on that breakfast toast tomorrow morning. As the butter melts and you take your first bite, oh, say, you'll really be amazed how much better tasting, how much more appetizing that breakfast toast will be. Try it, won't you? Once you do, you'll never want to use any other. Just ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star
and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops, away above the chimney tops. That's where you find me, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why can't I?
I think one of the things I miss most out of the childhood that has now given way to glorious youth is being wakened up in the middle of the night by a terrified child. The other night, about 2 o'clock, or maybe it was 3, an elephant with shining tusks came chasing after me. His trunk was waving in the air and spouting jets of steam, and he was out to eat me up. But still I didn't scream or let him see that I was scared. A better thought I had. I just escaped from where I was and crawled in bed with Dad. I ain't scared of nothing that comes pestering me at night. Once I was chased by 40 ghosts, all shimmery and white, and I just raced them around the room and let them think maybe I'd have to stop and rest a while when they could capture me. Then when they leapt onto my bed, oh, gee, but they were mad. To find that I had slipped away and crawled in bed with Dad. No giants, ghosts, or elephants have dared to come in there, 'cause if they did, he'd beat 'em up and chase 'em to their lair. They just hang round the children's rooms and snap and snarl and bite and laugh if they can make 'em yell for help with all their might. But I don't ever yell out loud. I'm not that sort of lad. I slip from out the covers, and I crawl in bed with Dad.
From the land of the sky,
listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, discriminating housewives always prefer the extra freshness, extra flavor goodness of Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. You'll like it too. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
A thought I often get as I walk around the garden. The sun, his blessing, seems to pour alike on every fellow. We can't tell which he loves the more, the white rose or the yellow.